How many loaves do you have? That's the question of Jesus. It's at the very heart of today's gospel. How many loaves do you have? And the answer, straightforward answer, comes back, 7. But since today is Valentine's Day, as I said, people are not thinking about loaves, they're thinking about loves. How many loves do you have? Hindi ang ilan ang tinapay, ilan ang pag-ibig. Is that tama ang Tagalog? Pag-ibig. I'm sure not very many people woke up this morning thinking about loaves. People woke up this morning thinking about Valentine's Day, which is, after all, much more appealing. No loaves, bread. Well, when you're hungry, of course, bread is the first thing you want, or food, any kind of food. But aside from that, love is much more appealing, a much more appealing topic. We're not made simply for bread. We're made for love. We're made to love and be loved. And so that's what really captures our attention. And so Valentine's Day, people woke up thinking, what red clothing can I wear, or pink? You know? I see many people wearing red and pink. Or maybe thinking about red hearts or pink hearts or cards or flowers or chocolates or candlelight dinners or I don't know what, romantic music. When we were children, Valentine's Day meant everybody was a Valentine. Be my Valentine, be my Valentine. Older people, if they're married, they think, well, that's, you know, a time to celebrate our love. It's the people in between, the young people who are not married but who are thinking about that. This is the day that becomes quite a big deal because, oh, who's going to be the one I pay special attention to? Who's the one who's going to be my Valentine, if there is anyone? Do I have a girlfriend? Do I have a boyfriend? Who's my love? Actually, Valentine's Day focuses especially on romantic love, right? Which is part of the experience of love, a very beautiful part, but it's not the whole thing. And the danger, of course, is making one particular experience of love into the whole, making one part of God's creation into an idol, as if it's God. It's a god, like the king did in the first reading. He made some golden calves, idols. That's what people do on Valentine's Day. They make an idol of their romantic feelings. And then it becomes not about love for other people. It becomes about feeling in love. And that's a very, very narrow, a very narrow way of defining love. So how many loves do you have? If we think about it, there isn't any love that's enough for us, human love, earthly love, just like there isn't enough bread for us. We might have enough bread today, tomorrow we'll be hungry again. We might be in love today, tomorrow we might not be, and then we'll be longing for love again. There's something in us that hungers for more than bread and hungers for more than romance, or more than the experience of love. We're longing for something more, always more. Let's go back then to what Jesus asks here in this gospel. How many loaves do you have? If that was all there was to it, if we took it out of the context of this great crowd of hungry people, and if he said, well, how many loaves do you have? Their reaction might be, well, why are you asking me that? Why do you want my loaves? It's none of your business how many loaves I have. They're mine. Because as soon as somebody asks how many loaves do you have, the implication is, well, maybe some of them will be for me, or some won't be for you anymore. And our reaction to that is, no, I've got my own concerns. And that's the problem, isn't it? Once we start making ourselves the standard, we narrow ourselves down. This is what happens on Valentine's Day. It's not so much about the other person anymore, it's about how I feel. It's about what I get out of the day instead of what I give. And that's a very limiting and actually dangerous spiritual condition to be in, selfishness. Well, when Jesus asks, how many loaves do you have? We know it's not simply about how many loaves they have, because the setting here is a huge crowd of people, says there's about 4,000 of them, and they're hungry. What is Jesus' response to that? My heart is moved with pity for the crowd. My heart is moved with pity. That's not the same kind of heart we see on the Valentine's card. That's the heart of God with concern for hungry people, needy people, sheep without a shepherd. It's other-centeredness, not self-centeredness. It's compassion, not concern about how he feels, or how even how he feels about them. He's revealing how God thinks. My heart is moved with pity for the crowd. They've been with me 3 days, they have nothing to eat. I can't send them home. They'll collapse on the way. They need something that they don't have. That's the setting. How many loaves do you have? Well, now you see, it doesn't matter how many loaves. There's nowhere near enough. There's not enough loaves. How many loaves does it take to feed 4,000 people? I don't know, a couple of thousand? Who's carrying around 2,000 or 4,000 loaves? It's preposterous. And they react, the disciples react this way. Well, where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them in this deserted place? And nobody can feed these people. Why even think like that? Now, remember, just two chapters ago, Jesus fed 5,000 men with 5 loaves. And the apostles saw it all happen. So here it is again, another crowd of people. How many loaves do you have? Oh, we have 7. That's more than you had last time. Last time you had only 5, now you have 7. But they're still thinking, it's impossible, there's not enough. But we know what happens. This miracle of the multiplication of the loaves is recounted 6 times in the Gospels. 2 different occasions in Mark, 2 different occasions in Matthew, 1 in Luke, 1 in John. So 6 times we have stories about Jesus multiplying loaves to feed the people. This was a very important miracle for the early church. The story of the raising of Lazarus is only mentioned 1 time. Much greater miracle to raise someone from the dead who's been in the tomb 4 days, but it's only mentioned in 1 gospel, 1 time. But this miraculous multiplication of loaves is repeated over and over. We know it. We know the story very well. Jesus took a few loaves and fed thousands of people with them. Why is this so important? Because this isn't just about loaves, is it? It's not just about loaves. It's not just about bread. Man does not live on bread alone. This is about love. So when I said at the beginning, nobody cares about loaves, everyone cares about love. No one's woke up this morning thinking about loaves. Everyone woke up this morning thinking about love or thinking about Valentine's Day. Actually, the loaves in the hands of Jesus are signs of love. This miracle is really about love more than it's about loaves, because it's about Jesus providing for the people in need. He multiplies the loaves. He multiplies love. And this goes back to our deep hunger. Yes, we're hungry for food. Every day we eat, and every day we get hungry again. The next day we get hungry again. Then we eat again, then we get hungry again. With love, we love, and then we are still unsatisfied. Or we are loved, and we still feel unsatisfied. So we have this deep, insatiable need for love. And God is the one who knows this, and knows, in fact, he made us this way. He made us with a hunger for a love that we cannot find in this world alone. No matter how many loaves we eat, no matter how many lovers we have, no matter how many people give us chocolate or flowers, we still won't be satisfied by that. What will satisfy us? The love of God. The love of God. And this is what he gives to us. Now the loaves, the multiplication of the loaves, is a foreshadowing of, or a sign of, the greater multiplication of the loaves, which we celebrate today here in the Mass, the Eucharist. If we're hungering for God, no amount of loaves are going to satisfy us, but the Eucharist satisfies this deep hunger, the bread of God. So Jesus asked, how many loaves do you have? What if we ask Jesus, how many loaves do you have? He would say, I have one loaf, and it's my body, and it's for you. This is my body, which is given up for you. This is the only loaf you need. It's endlessly multiplied, but it's always the same one loaf, the same one divine gift. And that's what we hunger for. So we celebrate the multiplication of the loaves. We celebrate Valentine's Day. We celebrate love. We celebrate the multiplication of love. But what we really celebrate and what we really long for is the love of God and the multiplication of the love of God. God who knows what we need, who knows what we hunger for, and provides for us in abundance, more than we need. Baskets and baskets of loaves left over. Baskets of chocolates left over, or pink heart-shaped balloons left over, more than we possibly need. No. The love of God is inexhaustible. So whenever we are aware once again of this hunger, we can always find our need satisfied by the love of God. So let us be moved by Valentine's Day, by the multiplication of the loaves, by the Eucharist, moved to seek from God the answer to our deepest longing, that is the love of God Himself.